10 years ago tomorrow, June 6th, it is the 75-year anniversary of D-Day tomorrow. Locally, though, it is the 10-year anniversary of this concert, and there is significance behind the concert. Leanne Womack, Blake Shelton, Reba McEntire, and George Strait. You may think, all right, so, big deal. Well, it was a big deal because June 6th, 2009 was the date of that concert, and that was the first day that AT&T Stadium opened its doors. Cowboy Stadium is 10 years old tomorrow. And there are so many different ways to look at this. I'm still in awe of that place when I'm near it. If I'm driving to my parents' house and I'm cruising down Collins or whatever, if I'm in that area, if I'm going past 30, there has not been one time in my life that I haven't looked south to see that place. And I don't look over there to see the ballpark, maybe because I'm just so used to that, and that's easier seen off the highway.
It's just the mere enormity of it.
It is. It's like a planet.
It really is. I mean, it's... there's just nothing like it, and the closer you get to it, the more the enormity of it comes clearly into view, and you're just blown away by it.
We'll get to a lot of things here concerning that stadium, but do you remember, so it opened in 2009. In 2004, we had a visit paid to us at the old place, at our old place off Maple and Oaklawn.
Mm-hmm.
Publicist Bloom Building, where we used to be housed. And in walks Stephen Jones, and this was planned. It was a mandatory meeting that took place at 10:15 in the morning, as soon as the Musers got off the air. And we were up there to meet Stephen. And I don't know if Charlotte was there or not. I think Stephen may have been the only one of the Joneses that was there. Stephen came in 2004, and I believe it was sometime in April or May. And he was there to show us plans of what would be the brand new Cowboy Stadium in Fair Park. And there was a video that accompanied this. There was a model that was on the table. There was everything. And then after we showed, the presentation was over with, he took questions because this was a done deal. All it had to do was pass a vote in Dallas. I was just like, man, I cannot believe this is going to happen, that the Cowboy Stadium, the brand new one, is going to be in Fair Park. They were going to take down the Cotton Bowl.
Pretty much.
And, you know, try to rejuvenate that area down there in whatever way.
It was so exciting.
Well, the deal fell apart a month later when we couldn't pass anything. They couldn't justify approving the $425 million in public funding. And then within 1 month, Dallas shoots him down, and 1 month later, Arlington says, hello, and they sign the deal on the dotted line.
$1 billion stadium?
I don't know what the...
1.5, something like that?
Yeah, 900 million, something like that. It was a $650 million proposal for Dallas.
Yeah, to get that money, that much money from taxpayers?
Yeah.
You know how much, you know, so the new Oracle opens up next year in downtown San Francisco. $1 billion stadium. You know how much of that is publicly financed?
Zero.
0 cents.
Yeah.
0 cents.
$1.3 billion.
Cowboy Stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, none.
And it's downtown in San Francisco. And meanwhile, we've got to drive to Thai Village.
Hey, you know what? You can blame... you can blame...
and you can take that as T-Y or T-H-A-I.
You can blame any number of people that this thing isn't in Dallas.
I know.
You know, and I'm almost glad that it is in Arlington because it kind of fits out there with the city of bits and, you know, Six Flags, and you got the baseball fields there, multiple now. You got Hawaii Kai and Seven Seas and all that, you know, going on out there. And it just, to me, it fits Arlington now. I don't see it any other way. And I'm glad they kept the Cotton Bowl. The original Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, it fits Arlington, but man, how can you let something like that get away?
I don't know.
I mean, how do people let the cost of something like that, which is staggering, admittedly, But look at the benefit.
Dude, it was supposed to be from hotel occupancy tax and rental car tax, which you're not paying for.
No,
here.
The average spare guy who lives here is not going to feel it that much.
At all. No. And the people in Arlington didn't feel it at all. Didn't matter.
But no, we ain't building you a stadium. We ain't going to do it.
No. And
we
Cobra. It was literally, they had this thing all done and dusted. And then when Dallas said, I don't know. Before they could even get out the word no, Arlington had a handshake deal that it was there.
Man, I guarantee you Arlington was on this so far in advance, it's not even funny.
Yeah,
I guarantee you. They had told Stephen, look, the first time you start to get the vibe that this thing might not happen, let's start putting something together and have it ready to go.
And that's the thing, too. They weren't ready to wait this out. They weren't going to be like, all right, you know what? We'll give Dallas another 6 months or 7 months or whatever. It is just bang, next,
bye. Hey, the instant there's a space for them to jump into, they were going to jump into it.
Which is pretty unbelievable. I think Mark Cuban, if this had been the Mavericks, and it was either Dallas or Arlington, and Dallas bucked back a little bit, that I think that he would have been like, let's reconnoiter. Let's give this a little time and marinate, and we'll come back and talk about it. But Jerry of the Jones family was like, no, bye.
I don't think Cuban would have.
You don't?
I think
he is true blue to this city.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I'm saying. I think he would have dug in here. I think he was.
Oh, yeah.
He was totally dug in here.
All right.
I mean, he would have found a way to make it work.
I think that this stadium, which we'll get to here next, has exceeded everything above and beyond what they could have ever anticipated. And we'll explain why next.